Hey, everybody, it's Lisa Lampanelli, the Queen of Maine, and you know what? I got my own podcast. Yeah, does everyone have one? Pretty much, but mine's different because I'm going to help you like I help myself. Get Stuffed with Lisa Lampanelli every week is going to teach you how to have the fabulous life that I have. If you don't listen, you're just stupid and don't want to help yourself, so don't even listen. I don't even want you to. But if you do, if you disobey my orders and listen, you can go to feralaudio.com or download it from iTunes. But again, don't listen. I don't even care.
Hey, Weird Adults. Today's episode is brought to you by Audible.com. Audible has the best audiobook performances, the largest library, and the most exclusive content, and you'll feel something when you listen. Learn more at audible.com/weirdadults, where you can get 30 days free and one free audiobook. It's awesome, and just so you know, I'm right now reading Missoula. I think it's a must read, and it's super easy to digest if you're listening to it on Audible. I'm also highly, extremely beyond above recommending you read or listen to on Audible, So You've Been Publicly Shamed by John Ronson. If you are of the now, if you are living in the time that we're living, which I hope you are if you're listening to this, if not, please seek medical attention because you are in fact dead. But if you are living, you have to read So You've Been Publicly Shamed by John Ronson, and you can get it for free by going to audible.com/weirdadults. This book is such a necessary read because it's so relevant to the times we're living in, and I just think it's awesome. All right, guys, check it out, audible.com/weirdadults.
Here we are. I'm excited for fun.
Me too.
Lauren, what's up?
Nothing.
Who are you to the podcast community?
That's a tough question. I'm a comedian, improviser, actor person.
You're a comedian, but you don't do stand-up, you do improv.
I don't, yeah. I do improv and sketch.
That's probably like our main difference.
Yeah, that's the one thing we aren't the same on.
You're also tall and thin.
Well,
but
sure. But I don't know if your listeners are aware that we grew up in next door towns.
It's true.
And we have a lot in common.
And we have so much in common that I felt it necessary to blindly message you 2 years ago and ask you to be my friend.
Yeah, it worked out.
Yeah. I totally forgot that I did that. That's
cool.
Yeah. I was like, hey, we both did Microsoft commercials. We both did Jimmy Kimmel sketches. We both are from the northern suburbs of Chicago. Let's take it to the next level get Pinkberry.
Yeah. And that's my favorite place. So
yeah,
it worked out.
Yeah. We decided to do this podcast just literally because you tweeted at me, hey, I'm at an audition. I'm surprised you're not here.
Yeah, you and I are always at the same auditions.
Which is, we don't look alike. I actually was telling that to someone this morning, and he was just like, oh, I guess because you're both like the quirky friend.
Yeah, that's like exactly it.
Yeah.
Like, it's such a weird category to fall in because pretty much anybody who's not like hot falls into it.
Yeah.
But then like that's a really wide range of people.
It's very true. I whenever people ask me what I'm auditioning for, I always say somebody's ugly friend.
Well, yeah. I love it because the breakdowns are always like homely, definitely not attractive. Like the one we went on the other day was like
big and
distinctly
ugly.
Not as attractive as the other girl. And it's like, wow, like okay, I get it. Like I'll understand that when I get in the room and see like all these hot girls, I'm not in the same category. Like I will not. I don't need you to tell me. Like
it's so true.
Definitely not as attractive as the other girl. It's like wow, okay.
Distinctly ugly.
Yeah, I was like, got it.
That they never use ugly. They just use roundabout ways to get to ugly. It's like
they say ugly in a lot of ways, and then like a lot of things I'll get will be like. Like, not attractive, but not fat. And it's like, all right. I mean, I guess I got
get
that going.
I don't get those.
Well, you're not fat.
I mean, but I'm TV fat.
Well, I mean,
we're both TV ugly.
I mean, that's the sad part of everyone's life. But I mean, if they want to pay me to be ugly, I guess I'll take it.
Yeah. You're damn right. That was that, but the one that we were at, the one that we just saw each other at was, then they, when I got there, the breakdown was like very big. It was like,
oh, no, they changed it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause by the time we got there, it was like big and burly. Like it was like, okay.
Yeah. It was something like indicating fat.
Yeah. And then I don't think
like
they cast,
dominating.
They're not going to cast anyone like that. I mean, they're not, I mean, not that that's not possible, but I mean, like, to go so far, I mean, I know they cast a small girl is what I'm saying.
Oh.
They did.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Got it. Was it you?
It was me. Like, wouldn't that have been cool? I wish it was. It's not.
I don't know why. I felt it was right.
That was good.
Thank you so much.
Do you love cats?
No. Okay. I don't. Do you?
Yeah.
You do? Mm-hmm. How much so? So much that you needed to ask?
Well, I thought you were doing cat noise, and then I just thought maybe you loved cats, and yeah. I don't love them, like, I gotta talk about it, but I thought you were implying that you liked cats.
What do you love that you gotta talk about?
Oh, God. I don't know. I want to talk whatever you want to talk
about.
No,
but, like, just, that's just what came to me.
What do I love?
Like, you have to talk about, like, not really, but,
oh,
you
know what I talk about a lot, though? And, like, I mean, anybody I've gotten into, like, a deeper conversation with, I'll talk about vision boards at some point during the conversation. Like,
oh, my God. Dustin, quick, write this down that this is the vision board episode of Weird Adults.
Uh-oh, here we go.
Yo, I have not talked about vision boards.
Do you have one?
I don't. Okay, real quick. When I first moved to my apartment that I'm living in now, I was living there alone, and I had sort of a pseudo vision board. I just, like, had pictures of Mila Kunis. Pictures of, like, hot. Pictures of hot chicks and, like, comedy stuff. And maybe that was sort of my way of expressing a vision board. You.
Well, I do have one.
Wow.
I'm on my third vision board.
Veteran.
I'm a veteran. I love Oprah. So I watch, like, Oprah all the time, and I watch the OWN network, like, constantly. And that's where I got the idea. And I love her.
I watched Oprah every day in college.
Oh, I love Oprah.
I had to get rid of my TV, though, because it was getting in the way of my life.
Really?
Yes.
I watch a lot of TV, too.
Well, Oprah specifically.
Oh, Oprah was getting in the way of your life. Like, that's ironic. She's trying to open up doors for you.
Every day I would come home from class and just, like, eat everything in my house and watch Oprah. And it was just this ritual.
That's great.
Yeah.
She's awesome.
So you.
I love her. So I make vision boards. I mean, like, usually I'll put Oprah on the board because I really want to meet her. And I would also love to show her my vision board on her show, on one of her programs. So I would like to show that I would like to meet her, and then I'd be meeting her in that moment, and it would be, like, really amazing. That's a dream I have. Also, I love Mary-Kate Olsen. Like, she was on my vision board for a while because I wanted to meet her.
I love Mary-Kate Olsen.
Yeah, she's cool.
Yeah, I mean, well, interesting, because she went through her thing where she got really skinny and then killed Heath Ledger. How do you feel?
I don't believe that.
Okay.
But I do think that she's the more interesting twin.
Yes. I'll agree with that.
Yeah.
How do you feel about Elizabeth Olsen?
She's the cooler sister of all of them.
Ooh.
She's actually, I mean, they're amazingly talented in different fields. I think that they're amazingly talented in fashion. I think Elizabeth is a really good actress. Like, she's, like, because they started when they were so little that I don't think they ever, like, learned how to act.
Right,
they
didn't develop the art form.
Yeah, she, like, actually was training and, like, kind of came out. And I've seen a couple movies that she's in. She's really good.
Yeah.
And, yeah. So my vision board has, like, people, but then mostly it's, like, I'll write, like, phrases, like, things I would like to achieve. I'll try to make it as specific as possible. And then I check it off when I do it. So, like, I had to make a new board because I checked off a lot of things on my old board. And I just need new dreams.
Wow. Can we know some of the things you've checked off?
Yeah. Like, booking a sitcom was on there.
Yeah.
And so that was really exciting. I mean, but I also have, like, little things like, well, let me think. I mean, something that wasn't little that I did was, like, book a national commercial. Like, I mean, I don't want to say it's little because people really want to do that. So that's a good goal to have. So I did a lot of career stuff, but then, like, now, like, I have, like, move into a two-bedroom apartment with hardwood floors, and I'm doing that next week, so I get to check it off.
Ah, where?
What's the exact location? Studio City. Don't come find me. But
yeah. Still close enough to Pinkberry,
that's
I hope.
That's true. I can probably walk there now. Or maybe I couldn't. I don't know. Could I?
Have to find out. Never by know. Stalking.
Yeah.
How long have you been doing this? Because, okay, I'm going to straight up. This is something that's so appealing to me that I think I'm now learning from you how to go about this the right way. I want to do vision boards. Okay. Help me out.
This is my zone. Like, I help people make vision boards all the time.
That's what I need. I think everyone needs it too.
And I think it doesn't have to be anything overwhelming. And I don't think you should, I mean, like, I do have things on there. Like, I have go to the Emmys on my thing. I don't have win an Emmy on there right now, but I have go to the Emmys. But like, I feel like that's a big goal for me, but like, I have that up there. Then I have like go to the beach more, which is like something I can do right now.
Yeah.
I still didn't do it all summer. Like, I went one time, but it's like kind of a reminder, like, I want this, you know. Yeah. I would like to do that. So like, it could be anything that you want. Like, it could be just the smallest thing.
Right.
But you should have some big, some little, so you feel like you're making some progress. Because I think if you put all really big goals, you'll feel like, I'll never do any of it. And if you have some that are like steps to those goals, here's the thing. I think that people can think this is really like hippy dippy, like weird, but it's not, because it's actually pretty logical.
Yeah.
Because if you're, first of all, you're making yourself aware of your goals. Like, if I don't ever think about what I specifically want, like, I might feel aimless in my life.
Yeah.
But if I know, like, I have these 10 goals that I'm really interested in and I want to achieve them, and I'm aware specifically what they are, that means that, first of all, I'm thinking about it more often. So I'm taking steps that will get me there. More, without even necessarily knowing, but I'll be more inclined to like start writing more, doing whatever the thing is that kind of leads to what that is. And then also, you're going to be more likely to talk about it to a stranger or anybody, because you're really confident that you want those things. Like, if a high powered stranger were talking to me about something, I might not say, if I'm not confident, that I want to be on a TV show or something. But yeah. If I feel like, well, I know I want that. I've thought about it a lot. It's on my vision board. I see it every morning when I wake up. I will say, like, well, that's something I always wanted. And they'll go, oh, well, I actually have an in to get you into that situation. You know what I mean? Like, I just perceive that as being a thing, because, like, you're more willing to talk about it to more people, which leads to more opportunities, which leads to achieving your goals.
Girl, you are my vision board coach.
Well, all right.
This is me. And it's fun, too, because, like, you can probably put pictures of hot chicks on your vision board.
You have a love for hot women.
You know.
But you're not a lesbian?
No, I'm not.
You're not bisexual?
No. Well... not.
Would you want to have sex with them?
Well, I, no.
So you, but I want to understand this, because I see all your posts and I want to know why you
I think
love
it's
that.
That I know that I'm not that, but I still like that.
Like, you admire what they are.
To be completely honest, I think what it sort of comes from is because when I was a kid, I always took dance classes, and there were always like the older girls in dance class that were really good,
yeah,
and really pretty and just like perfect, and I always wanted to just be friends with them, you know. You kind of look
yeah,
up to them.
I get that.
And sometimes they were kind of mean, you know.
Definitely.
So like, now that those types of girls are nice, it's just really cool for me.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that.
Thank you. Positive.
That is positive. And it's nice to not be jealous of people like that.
No,
you
exactly.
You have more love, and that actually opens up your whole world.
Oh, my God.
Jealousy is pointless.
Yeah, we want to open up our world.
We all should. I mean, I don't claim to be like an Oprah person, you know, type. I don't think that I like know everything about spirituality or anything, but I do have some like core beliefs that I think make my life better. And I think vision boarding and doing like goal, you know, making your goals concrete is really important to me.
I'm so on board. Oh, and along with the like not being jealous and embracing, I once had a dance teacher who was like, this is a very specific example, but it sticks with me. She was like, let's say that there's someone next to you in class that has their leg higher than you. You're not going to go, oh, her leg is higher, I hate her. You're going to go, oh, look how high her leg is, I'm inspired by that, so I want to have the same thing. So that really stuck with me, and that's sort of effort, because I don't have a better way to say it. That's
no,
just like the thing that I...
that's actually a very clear analogy for that.
Yeah, that's what I keep with me, is like, oh, I see something that's inspiring to me, I want to have that too.
Yeah, that's much better.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. How long have you been doing your vision boards?
I think after, well, probably like 4 years. So I've had three of them in that time. But
what do you make them out of?
Poster board, like a thick poster board that doesn't bend, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I sometimes cut out magazine images, especially if there's people that I would like to meet. I will cut them out of a magazine, or I'll print pictures online, or I will write out by hand the specific goal.
And how big are we talking?
You know, they can be as big or as small as you want.
Okay.
I do think that one thing is that people might feel embarrassed to have it up in their house, because if people come over, then they see it and they feel like, oh, my dreams are being shown. But I kind of think that's good, because it also just is like accepting that those are things you want, and like you don't care who sees it. Like,
yeah.
It's not being ashamed to like want something really that might seem really lofty.
Oh, and that's very common, because when I first moved to LA, I met so many people that were ashamed to say they were actors.
Yeah. And people, that's totally,
I couldn't understand, it's so, yeah. But it's so popular.
I think so, for sure. Like, I think people are, they feel embarrassed because it's like, I'm not doing it yet, so it's weird to say that I want that, or I'm trying to do that.
Yeah.
Or something, you know? I don't know.
And so, where do you keep your vision board?
Mine is hanging on the wall in my bedroom right now.
Now, I know you live with a boyfriend. Is that okay to share?
Yeah.
Does he have a vision board? How does he feel about
it? I made him make one, but he doesn't really like it. He likes mine, and he just felt weird about his. I think guys can feel weird about it, but they shouldn't.
Yeah, they shouldn't.
No.
Oh, I have a few guys in my life. I'm going to get some vision board going.
Everybody, you know, have a day. Get some magazines, get some computers, printers, and whatnot, and just start making.
That's all you need.
That's all you need. All you need is a pen and paper.
Oh, to really. Be real basic.
I mean, if you don't have a computer, if you don't know how to get a magazine.
If you don't have a glue stick.
If you don't have a glue stick, you can't afford it. You get yourself just a piece of paper and a pen, and you just put a list on your wall.
I'm doing this. Mm. I hope that everyone is as interested in this as me. Cause I am.
I hope nobody is, and I hope they've turned this off. No, I hope everybody's really interested. God.
Oh, my God. Now, okay, something very interesting to me that I want to talk with you about is the sitcom you were on, Are You There, Chelsea? I watched it every week. I love it.
Oh, thanks.
I thought you were
so nice.
So good on it.
Thank you.
It was awesome. My question for you is, because I know we talked about how exciting it was when you got it. How was it, like... What's that experience like where you're on a show, you don't know if it's going to stay or not? Like, can you walk me through that experience?
Yeah, I mean, for me, I could barely think that far ahead, because it was my first time, like, doing anything of that magnitude. So mm-hmm. It was, like, so exciting just for me, like, just, you know, having the audience be excited when you come out at the beginning and then they introduce you at the end and they're more excited because they know you by then. And, you know, like, that kind of thing, like, those moments, like... I always, like, was about to cry, because it's just, like, the kind of thing you see on, like, DVD extras of, like, the Friends cast running out after they did the show, and everyone loves it, and they're all clapping. Like, it's so cool. So it was really fun, and I really was, like, you know, as it was airing, because we shot everything before it started airing, so that was when, like, the time came where, like, you were kind of watching the ratings, because we weren't working anymore, so we were just kind of waiting to see, like, what's going to happen. It was super cool to see it on every week, but, I mean... You know, I couldn't help but read all the ratings and stuff on Deadline and keep, I wanted to learn about that too, because it was like, I don't know what any of those numbers mean. So I kind of like learned how that works to some extent. And I mean, we were on the bubble at the end when like, they were deciding what was going to come back. So like everything I read was like that it was on the bubble, which means that there was a chance it could go either way. And when Whitney got picked up, I thought we would have had as good a chance. I mean, I think that was a good pairing, but. I mean, you never know why anything happens, but it was a really fun time. It was such a cool experience. And, I don't know how to say it. Like, I just feel like for me, it was more about like, oh, I can't believe I'm doing this, more than like, you know, thinking as hard about like what was going to happen next. Like, I was definitely worried about that at times, but like, and disappointed when we didn't. But I feel really grateful that I was able to do it at all.
But what is that like wanting, like when you find out, like was that, did you feel very discouraged? Like, were you upset? Like what, was there a lot, did you go through a period of time where you like couldn't stop thinking about whether or not it was going to go or not? Because I feel like this is so relevant because so many shows are getting canceled right now.
Yeah, there was like, I mean, yeah, I definitely thought about it, but I think there was probably a week there where, like, we were waiting to hear and there, like, I knew the announcement was going to come, and that was really stressful, because it was, like, everyone was asking me as if I knew anything, and then, like, when it, I just found out, like, on Twitter that it didn't get picked up, like, you know, so it was kind of like, I was reading Twitter, and I was like, oh, okay, you know, like, that kind of sucked. And I was definitely sad. I mean, I wasn't like shocked because I knew there was a chance it could go either way. I mean, and I think anybody, any show would feel, you know, I mean, it's not like there's, it's going to be so shocking for anything to be canceled at this point. Like everything gets canceled at some point or another. But it was a bummer and I was disappointed. And I think the worst thing was having to like tell everyone, because like when people come up and like, I love this show, and it's like, it's canceled. Okay, bye. Like, it's like, I know I don't have to tell people that, but I always feel weird when they're like, you know, people come up and be like, is it coming back? What's going on? And all my fans are like, this, is it coming back? But you know, people like come up and be like, that's such a good show. I love it. And it's like, no, you don't. It's over. You loved it. And that's something that surprised me too, is that, you know, maybe our ratings would be lower. Like NBC has low ratings, but you go like, that's still millions of people watching it. And I think that's easy to forget when you're like, our ratings suck, but it's like, it's still millions of people watching a program that you're on, which is amazing.
Yeah.
And like the people recognizing me shocks me, because it's like, that means a lot of people are watching it. If I can go to Target and see somebody every time that has seen that show.
Oh, really? Is it like, that much?
I mean, I that happens more often than I would ever expect for considering it was only 12 episodes. You know, that's why it's like, you have to realize like the numbers are crazy. Like it seems like, oh, we're doing so badly, but it's like, millions of people. That's millions of people. That's a lot.
Yeah. Bad is not bad.
Yeah. Like, I mean, it's really easy, though, to be, like, sad about it. Like, oh, my ratings are really low. But it's, like, you still have tons of people who enjoy the show and watch it every week. And
it seems to me like you have a really positive outlook on life. Is that true?
Yeah, I think that is true.
How did you become that way?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I think I've always, like, been able to, like, dream big and, like, believe in that kind of thing and not feel, like negative about that kind of thing. But I think that improv actually helped me a lot in being positive. Because I think when I was younger, my humor was more, like, sarcastic and, like, mean. And then I started doing improv, and I that really changed. Like, I think that I have, like, a more positive outlook because of that.
So your humor used to be mean?
Yeah, I mean, like, not, like, yeah, it was more mean. I would make fun of all my friends, like, be mean. I mean, like, my humor was really sarcastic. Like, I was always making, like, a rude comment in class, like, make everyone laugh or something. Like, but it was always like that. It was never like, you know, it was more in that direction. And I just don't really, I mean, I still make fun of people, but it's just different.
And when you were in, what were you like in high school? So you were like a class clown? Were you popular? Yeah. Did you go to Evanston?
Yeah. I wasn't like popular, but I wasn't unpopular. I was like literally like in that kind of thing where like I know everyone and I have my small group of friends that I hang out with.
That's a big high school.
Yeah,
that high school. I always drove past it when I went to eat on my many dinners in Evanston.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Your what dinners?
My many dinners.
What
I
does
just
that mean?
Just like my family and I would go out to dinner in Evanston like four nights a week. That's just like,
oh,
where we hang
that's
out.
Nice.
Because I grew up on the border of Skokie.
Oh,
Evanston.
Right. And Evanston is better than Skokie.
It is. I love Evanston the mostest. Where'd you go to college?
DePaul.
Oh, yeah.
Where did you go?
Champaign.
Okay.
But I quit.
I had a friend who went there too.
Wait, what year did you graduate DePaul?
2008.
Okay.
Why did you drop out?
I hated school.
Yeah.
I hated college. You studied theater, though, huh?
No, English.
What?
I know.
Whoa.
Why?
Did you do improv, though, while you were in college?
Yeah, I started at I.O. in high school. So I was, like, I stayed in Chicago to continue doing I.O. And so I was always there, like, at night. I was always doing improv.
That's so cool. We really do have similar... Because I did I.O. when I was in college.
Oh, really?
I did it over the summers.
What? I probably saw you.
I don't know. I didn't really... I didn't perform, though.
Oh, maybe you saw me.
It's possible. And then when did you come out to L.A.?
2010, January. 2000.
Oh.
No, 2000... No, that makes...
You stayed
in 10, because it's going to be 3 years in January.
So you
moved to New York for like a year and almost a half.
What was that like, and why did you leave?
It was great. I purposely moved there for like a year. Like, I planned to go for a year and then move here because I wanted to live here permanently or whatever. But I always wanted to live in New York, so I figured like right after college would be the time to make that happen. And yeah, it was cool. I did like UCB and I joined the Story Pirates, my theater company that I'm in out here.
Mm-hmm.
Children's fun stuff. And I mean, it was a really cool year and a half or whatever amount of time. But I was excited to move here. And I was in a long distance relationship for like 2.5 years before I moved here. And that's the relationship I'm in now.
But, and he lived out here?
Yeah. He had lived in Chicago for a little bit, and we were acquaintances. But then he moved back here because he's from here. And I stayed in Chicago to finish school. And then we started dating like a year after that, like on MySpace. And then...
Okay, what...
Well, we weren't dating on MySpace. We started communicating on MySpace.
And what year was it?
2007.
Okay, that's allowable.
Or six. Yeah, because we've been together for like over 5 years.
You communicated on MySpace?
Yeah.
What oh, yeah, no, it was the kids? Cool. No,
if you're wondering if I was on the trendiest site at the time, I was. It wasn't a loser site to be on, okay? It was a very cool site at the time. We kept each other in our top eight, even though we barely knew each other. So it was really meaningful.
What was your background and what was your song?
Oh, man, I changed it all the time. I think.
Man, that's what I miss about MySpace. I want a song on my profile.
I know. I remember I had a... Don't wait too long. You know that song?
No.
You can ride. It's whatever. You know what I'm talking about? Come on. Get on board. Dustin knows.
I always had Lady Gaga Paparazzi on my MySpace.
Really?
Song. Yeah. Before, though.
Yeah. She wasn't like blowing up.
Yeah.
My friend introduced me to her, and I was like, I hate this.
Whoa.
And now I'm like, it's fine.
Mm-hmm. I see. Our paths have turned away.
Uh-oh.
It's fine. I want to know more about MySpace. I want to go back to MySpace. Can we do that? Well, I liked it.
I hear it's coming back. Like, people think it is.
But, like, I mean, how are we supposed to remember our logins, you know?
You have to make a new one. I deleted my account.
Why?
Because I don't like having dead sites with my name attached to them.
Really?
I just quit Facebook for a week. This is something. Okay.
Wait,
yes.
Did we Why? Just talk about I've done this. First, I want to just say I quit Facebook for like almost a month once and was going to never go back. And then for some random reason, I went back. But I was over.
What made you do it? And what?
I just started to not like it.
Yeah.
I had a stalker issue and I just.
Ooh,
I
didn't, juicy.
No. And I didn't want everyone to be like, what's wrong? You know, I didn't want that attention, and I just wanted to like shut things down, and I didn't want a place where like people could comment and then other people could read those comments without me seeing
moderating
them.
Yeah.
And I was just, I wasn't using it. And I was like, I'm done. I'm over it. And so I shut it down. And then I think there was like a reason of like people trying to book me on shows through Facebook.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, okay, fine. And then I brought it back. And now I'm into Facebook again a little, which I'm surprised by. Just like it's a safe place for me to post, I feel.
Do you have like friends who are strangers, or do you only have friends who are your friends?
Unfortunately, I have the majority are strangers, which I made.
So how
that
do you
mistake.
Feel that's a safe place to be?
Well, just, I mean, I can just say whatever I want.
You feel like you've established who can see it and you're comfortable with that. So that's fine.
Well, I guess when I say safe place, I don't mean it the way that you would want me to mean it.
Okay.
It's not, I mean it just, I feel like I can just say whatever I want. I'm not going to bother
it's
anybody.
It's not like Twitter.
Right.
For you in that way.
Yeah. Which, although Twitter is now becoming like that, I just kind of let it all out.
I mean, why not?
Now, what's your experience?
It's what the people want.
Why?
I was on there so much, and
I was
wasting my life. And I realized, like, I don't care about anything on here.
Does your vision board have a picture of Mark Zuckerberg with, like, a knife in his back?
Yeah, I plan to murder him. God. No, I just feel like... I look at it so much, and then I'm like, I just looked at 1,000 pictures of someone from third grade, and I don't care, and it's meaningless, and now I feel sad for no reason, or I get like really mad at people's like grammatical errors. Like, I'm like, how are all these people I know so dumb? Like, I hate finding out how dumb everyone is. It really does bother
Common.
Me. Like, oh God. And then like, I just feel like it was sucking out my soul. So I turned it off, which was like a really big move. And I had a friend do it with me, and I felt kind of like a weight was lifted when I deactivated it. And then throughout the week, I've wanted to go on, but then I've been like, I don't have to. Like, I was talking with my boyfriend about somebody And like, I realized that normally I would go like look up that person right away, like for no reason, like just be like, let's see what he looks like today.
Just or, because,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. And then I was like, I can't. And then I thought, that's probably great. Like, why should I have that instant gratification of like, that doesn't mean anything. Like, I don't need to go see him or whoever I'm talking about. I don't need to look at them immediately just because I talked about them or thought of them. I'd much rather forget everyone and then be pleasantly reminded of somebody in conversation, like, oh yeah, I forgot about that guy. But no, I'm still Facebook friends with him and I see his post every day and I never forgot about him, even though we're not friends and I haven't spoken to him since eighth grade. Like,
this is good.
Do you see what I'm saying?
This is all real good.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
Like, I want to forget everyone I went to high school with, not because I hate them or don't like them. It's just that I'm not friends anymore with you. And it's a different part of my life. And why should I have to think about, like, my mom doesn't have to think about everyone she went to elementary school and middle school with and high school with every day of her life.
Right. She doesn't need to know who had a baby.
Yeah.
Too young.
I'm carrying it all every day.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
It's true. And it's negative, yo.
It is negative.
It's negative. Because I will look at girls that I used to dance with when I was in New York, and I'll be like, why are they still so skinny? Why are they still so fit and pretty? And then I'll look at that. So that's negative. And then I'll look at people from high school, and I'll be like, how is she so fat?
Yeah.
Ew.
But then you're judging, and that's
negative.
Yeah.
It's all negative.
I think so. And I think there's
not
a lot
good
of, like,
for comedy.
Subconscious negativity in there.
Yeah.
Like, where it's like you're not thinking anything about them, but it's like, why am I looking at it's not, it's not producing anything positive.
I wonder what it is that Facebook filled, like, what used to be Facebook? And
I mean, do you
filled?
Remember when, like, it first came out and you could only have it if you were at a certain college, like, mm-hmm. they opened it up slowly.
Yeah.
What even was it then? Like, you couldn't post on a wall. There was no wall.
No, I think they had, I don't know. I just, because for me, I remember my boyfriend was a year older than me. He had a Facebook. And then that, I was a senior in high school and then they had just allowed high school kids on. And so I joined in high school and then,
how old are you, though?
I'm 24.
Oh, yeah.
I graduated high school in 06. And so, and I remember someone telling me that, like, they, when it first started, because all you had was your profile picture.
Yeah.
You didn't add new photos and stuff.
No. And then they let you have, like, five photos or something. It was
right.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. So, maybe, like, where there wasn't even albums. I don't even know. But so, they told me that they would just refresh, just waiting to see people upload new photos.
Oh, wow.
That new, like, picture. It's kind of
it's
absurd
weird.
And it's,
yeah.
But yeah, I'm like, what is it? Did I used to just hang out with people more?
Right. I don't,
like,
know.
I don't know what was filling this time before.
I wonder that too. And I wonder, like, what would I be like if I didn't have a computer or something? I'm obsessed with the internet, so it's a problem.
Yeah, I am too.
Yeah,
big time.
It's fun though.
It's a good place.
And I like being connected to, that's the thing. That's what's so annoying about Facebook to me, is that I like being connected and I like being able to, like, post and share and see and like and do all the things. It was just, like, so much. Like, I would love to delete, like, everyone except people I currently know or something. You know what I mean? Like,
but that would
but
take
it's not
some,
possible.
Yeah, there's like 3,000 or 4,000 people. You can't.
Right.
But yeah, now it's good. Like, if you're just starting out, whatever, Facebook wise, because you can have people subscribe to you.
I know. And like, if I could have done
if
that,
I had known,
like, oh, this all would have been different.
Yeah. I would have like 50 friends.
Right.
That's all I need. That's all you really need.
Well, and there is like, there are like articles like where it's like about that, where, you know, you say like, how many people can you truly know at a time? And your brain and, you know, your life can only handle so many people. Like, Facebook is ultimately going to be all people you have no real connection to, or no, you never see them, or when you do, you just say hi or whatever. It's like, there's no real connection there.
Yeah.
And I don't like knowing everything about somebody. And then when I see them, I don't have to ask them anything because I already know everything they've done.
Yeah. You know what's similar to that that annoys me is sometimes I'll be hanging out with my friends and something funny will happen and it will remind them of a different friend. And then they call that friend and tell them exactly what happened. And I'm like, I never do that. That's,
I don't, yeah.
I never do that. And I realize, you know why I don't do it? Because then just the next time I see that friend, I'll tell them and it'll be great. I don't need to
right.
call them right now, you loser. Like,
yeah.
Let it. It's just some people are too, like, need to do it now.
Oh, you know, it's funny. Last night I got in a conversation about, this Facebook thing, and this girl was saying how she was studying abroad and she didn't have a cell phone at the time. And so when then you would make plans, you would have to be on time and like just commit to your plan. You couldn't cancel and you couldn't bail last minute and you couldn't be late because your friend would leave and then you'd be in the middle of like some area you don't know and you'd be with nobody. You know what I mean? And I like that. Like, I like the idea of like, it makes sense. Like, now we're so connected that we can just, you can just plan on being late. You can just plan on being, you know what I mean? Like, all the things that come with of the phone. Like, if I'm not going to really pay attention to where you said to meet you, I'll just call you when I get there and then we'll figure it out or whatever. Like,
ooh, we're bad.
We're bad.
This is sort of different, but I was talking about this last night that there was this, like, children's school in Israel where the parents kept coming late to pick their kids up, so they decided to charge them every time they were late so they wouldn't be late, you know? And what happened was is they were even more late because they were like, oh, well, I'm paying so I don't know.
Oh, that's interesting though.
Yeah, it's like we're bad.
It's a backwards,
because you can logic. Just feel, you know, I realize this is not as on topic with what we were just talking about, but that's okay.
Being late?
Maybe that's what I'm so insecure.
What topic do we want to go back to?
I think you're pretty.
Oh, thanks.
I'm actually like pumped about my vision board now. I can't stop thinking
about it. Oh my God. You need to do it. You can't wait.
Oh, here's what I want to ask. When are you going to go back to Facebook? What's the plan?
Yeah, I'm going to go back on Monday.
Oh, you are?
I was doing a week trial just to see how I would feel about it. And I did feel like I went through some thought processes that
you
changed.
You grew?
Yeah, I grew a little bit. And I plan to not use it as much. I mean, I have a fan page and like my ideal world would just be to have that and just like post there.
Some people have that.
But like, I don't know. I also like being able to post like personal pictures and stuff, and I like having that. I'm not Facebook friends with anybody I haven't met, I don't think.
Oh, you're not?
Like, I have like just friends that I've at least shaken hands with. If I get a friend request from somebody and I don't think we've ever met, I don't accept it.
Wow, that's a really good strategy. I just did a podcast the other day where I was like, add me on Facebook. Like, what the fuck? I'm so backwards.
That is backwards. You just did the opposite. Do you have a fan page though, or no?
I should have a page for
this podcast and have all your fans, and then post about the podcast. And
oh, let's do it, guys.
Yeah, you should.
Okay,
it's a good idea.
You know, you're amazing.
Thanks.
You're so positive.
You
and
know,
nice.
But you're amazing too. You're very nice too. I think you're positive too. I actually haven't heard a negative thing out of you.
Well, thank you. I mean, give it 10 more minutes.
Do you think you're a positive person or no?
I have made a significant switch, I think, in the last, maybe over this summer. I think I became a lot more positive.
What do you think brought that out?
I had some good experiences in my life.
Oh.
I did that pilot for MTV.
Yeah, that was awesome. Very cool.
Yes, that was very fun. Which, by the way, I think that's why I'm so curious about your experience.
Oh, are you waiting right now to hear?
Yeah,
I was wondering.
It's people who ask me, I like get really upset. Like, I'm experiencing.
No, it's upsetting when you're waiting to hear what's going to happen and everyone's like, when is
going
to happen?
I try not to talk about it, but I mean.
Well, you're going through it right now, though.
Yeah. I also have come to this place where, like, I don't know. It'll be great if it goes, but if it doesn't go,
that's a good thing. Because as much as it's going to suck in your head if it didn't, I mean, there's a very good chance that it will, but I'm saying letting yourself prepare for the other option is that it might open up an opportunity that you wouldn't have experienced before. And I know people say like that all the time, but I really think that's true. Like, there have been many situations where I didn't get something that I really wanted, and then I go like, oh, well, if that didn't happen, then I wouldn't have done this or whatever. Like, that really is true.
Yeah, I agree with that. And because what happened was I was supposed to find out about it like a month ago. And so I went into this like obsessive, is it going to happen? Is it like,
yeah.
And since I've found out, no, now it's going to be another, you know, month and a half or whatever. Now I'm like over it. Oh, in a sense.
Well, yeah, it's too long to be. You can't spend every day.
Yeah.
And it could be delayed again. So what are you going to do? Spend months and months like waking up and wondering.
I was going crazy a good 5 days. Just
I get that.
All day. Texting my friends, like just obsessive. But now it's like, okay, it's kind of. In my mind, it's. I don't know. I don't want to. But yeah, it's kind of. I'm at peace.
Good.
But that, I bring that up just because that was an experience I had, I think, that really made me a better person, just because I don't know if it's like I got something I wanted and it just put me or something. I don't know.
I mean, that's, first of all, it's huge. It's like centered around you, which is amazing. To have that experience under your belt is amazing, no matter what happens with it, because you have a pilot that was yours.
I guess so.
Many people would kill to have that.
And a lot of people have pilots that don't go, so.
Oh, I mean, millions.
I'm trying to, like, talk myself out of it.
That's the thing. It's like, that's what amazed me about my experience anyway, was, like, to book a pilot was amazing.
Right.
To have the pilot be picked up was amazing. They didn't recast me. That was amazing. They aired it all. That was amazing.
So you know what I mean? True.
Like, it was like all those things were like lottery winning. Like, it was just.
It's so true.
Because you think, you can never think you have it until it's already happening. I mean, you can't go like, great, I'm on a show. Like, you might be recast or whatever. You know what I mean? It's like, you can't even be excited. And I did get excited about every part of it, where I probably wouldn't now. Like last year, like the pilot got picked up and I was so excited and telling everyone. But I probably wouldn't do that now because I've seen my friends be recast. And it's like, oh, you don't want to go announcing that your show got picked up when you got recast. You're not going to, it's about you.
Oh, no, I know that.
No, but that's a shitty thing to happen to somebody. That you were like,
they recast the role of Little Esther.
I thought I gave you like a new complex. I was like, no, you're fine.
No, I was just feeling for your friends who told people that their show got picked up.
No, and I don't even know if they told people, but I'm saying, I didn't even know that was possible when I was going through that.
Like, I didn't consider that.
You know what I mean? So I'm going like, oh, my God, picked up. Yeah. And then I would look like such a jerk if I got recast. And I'm like, I'd be so embarrassed. Like, I publicized how much I got recast. You know what I mean? Like,
but that's just, you know, we just kind of have to roll with it. Like, that's just what this
is. That's what it is.
It's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
But whatever. It's also crazy to, like, live in your parents' basement.
Totally.
And watch American Idol with them every night, which is what I want to do. But it's crazy.
I mean, yeah. Everybody's life is weird.
I think that we have to wrap it up. It's kind of, I have to run. I want to know, where can we see more of you? What do we do?
You can see me perform at UCB on Herald Night and with Ask Cat on Saturdays and Sundays. And you can find me on Twitter at Lauren Lapkus.
Oh, so easy.
So easy.
It's so easy to fall in love.
Oh, I did the regular way. But it sounded good together.
All right, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Woohoo. Want to tell you guys about a really cool thing that Randy and I have been working on, and Dan's been involved in this as well.
Yes, we're building a fort.
We are building a fort.
Now, in some ways, we kind of are.
A comedy fort of sorts.
One of my favorite things that I see on social media is when someone posts a text chain between them and their mom, or mm-hmm. them and a funny friend.
Or two comedians.
Two comedians, and you get to see the interaction back and forth, which is so fun. At times, there are text chains that we are on, the three of us, that are the funniest things ever that only the three of us get to see. So we had the idea, along with a couple other people, wouldn't it be great to allow people to be a fly on the wall of these conversations that happen between funny friends of ours and funny people just back and forth? To us, it would be really fun. And so that is sort of the germ of the idea of a special app called Banter. And we want you guys to try it and check it out. All you got to do is sign up for it. It's free. Find it in the App Store. It's called Banter, B-A-N-T-E-R. Get the app. It's free. And we want you guys to check it out and just pick conversations that are between two people. And the conversations play out in real time. And you get to hear it. It's curated, so nobody's going to be embarrassed.
Right.
It's the best stuff. But again, if you have a couple of minutes, you're sitting on the toilet, you're waiting for a train, you're hanging out. So when you want something, because so many times this happens to me where I want
just a quick blast of something
funny.
Something
and Twitter doesn't give it to me. I want to see this conversation happening between two really funny people and just get a laugh. We all need that in our day. So in order to do that, check out Banter and just download the app and let us know what you think about it.